The Panamanian authorities are taking a firm line with the North Korean ship, which was caught with Cuban-owned weapons for repair, smack bang in the Panama Canal. North Korea requested that their vessel, the Chonggang, be allowed to continue its voyage following the discovery of 240 tons of so-called obsolete Soviet weaponry belonging to Cuba. But the Panamanians aren't having any of it and are determined not to sugarcoat any of this sticky jam. Their prosecutors have already charged the captain and crew with violating Panama's law and international treaties. They're awaiting a weapons inspection team from the United Nations Security Council to determine just how obsolete the equipment is. The haul includes 2 MiG jets, 2 anti-aircraft systems, 15 MiG engines, and 9 missiles. Panamanian officials appear to be absolutely determined to punish this deceit. The weapons were hidden among a 10,000-ton consignment of sugar. The game was effectively up when the crew deliberately and naively switched off the ship's satellite location system, which meant they glaringly disappeared off the grid, thus flagging an immediate red light. The consequences will lead back to Cuba, as North Korea is under UN and international sanctions for rogue nuclear development. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.